가슴 급해 꺼내 찾으러 뉴샴이 두처디마르부 도메네 사디둔 탐제샷 개빠게 와남라제이랑 고르와마톤 바둘레슈네 롤라츠기콜로콜와랑 Now turn to page 97. 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji Perki Shushin Metok Tongli Rabliji Nidhyen Padi
to begin with the tolen practice, okay, tolen practice or meditation all together. Tolen practice combined with breathing, okay, for with breathing. First, think about compassion. So think about compassion, so, and also loving kindness and compassion. Think about compassion, loving kindness. So, so then according to Lamrim teaching or like Guru Puja, what we need to understand in order to develop compassion. So. There's number of ways we can develop, we can generate compassion. There's number of ways that you can generate compassion based on based on the Four Noble Truths, you know, especially the First Noble Truth with, you know, with as understanding of the First Noble Truth, then from there you can develop, you know, you can develop or you can generate compassion. So generate compassion based on fundamental confusions, or what it means, like not understanding, not having not having clear understanding of the true truth, especially the ultimate truth, you know, ultimate truth, Tandam Denpa. So then it's very, very hard to, you know, to overcome from samsara. So so you can concentrate on the ignorant fundamental confusions of other sentient beings, or you can concentrate on fundamental confusion of your own self, you know, if you know. So there's one way to do. So then another, you know, so then problems, the problems that we face in the day-to-day life, the problem, all kinds of problems that we face day-to-day life. Could be, you know, like physical difficulties or mental difficulties, whatever you can think. You can think about the physical difficulties of other beings, or mental difficulty of other beings, or your own physical difficulties or mental difficulties. You can, you know, think about that. So then that's going to be like the ground to develop, you know, loving kindness, compassion. Okay, well, in order to do tolerant practice, we need to first think about compassion and loving kindness. So that, then after that, then you do, then you chant. So then you know, then you know, like send, then you take, you know, give and take. That's how it's been done. Okay. Or you can think about, you know, all the people who lost their life, you know, last couple of weeks. There's, you know, a lot of, you know, there's, you know, tragic news, you know, people who's been, all the families who's been affected by that. So you can think about their pain, or you can think about your own difficulties. Okay. So then space before us, please visualize your lamas. You visualize your lamas, you know, lama, you know, compassionate lama, kind lama, loving, loving, very loving, kind, compassionate. So, always thinking to how to liberate us from the samsara, and thinking about the welfare of others and they've been there at night. Or you can visualize Tara, you can visualize Chajamani Buddha, you can visualize Lama Zoba Rinpoche. If you have received no teaching from Rinpoche, you can visualize His Holiness Dalai Lama, you can visualize my teachers. If you receive no teaching from them, you can visualize space before you. So then we'll chant stanza number 95, LC 95. Oh.
That's on page 154 in the blue prayer book.
So then breathing out, you know, you are sending, you are giving, you are sending all your goodness, to yourself or to other sentient beings. When you breathe in, then you take out unfavorable conditions of the other living beings. So then take on your self-centered ego, which is the root of all the problems. So when you take in, out of compassion, you know, So then you take in, when you take in, then you take on the self-centered egos, then you just visualize their self-centered egos disappear for good. Okay. So, compassion, no? Compassion's rang mizu chibi dunga zina, simchila mizu dunga zina nabba zima sewa so witnessing some kind of, you know, problems that you are going through, or like someone else is going through, whether it's like physical problems or mental problems, that's how compassion arises. In order to generate compassion, we have to think some kind of problem that people are going through or you are going through. That's how Ranga Miyurichibi Dunga Jine Simjela Minyas. So that's like, you know, being that going through difficulties, that's the object of compassion. So that you then witnessing that or seeing that, then you develop the will to liberate that person from problem, that is compassion. So that mindset is compassion. Seeing somebody going through some difficulties, then generate, based on that, you know, situations, generate the will to liberate that person from the problems, that is compassion. So,
No.
Second stanza. how to think something positive when things go wrong? How to think something positive when things go wrong? When you hear some like difficult news, you know, when like some of your family members, relatives, close friends going through some difficult, or maybe you are going through some difficulties. So according to Guru Puja, so how to think something positive when, especially when things going like, you know, like going wrong, like not just one time, like one after another, like almost feel like, you know, like overwhelmed, but feel like, you know, like pouring down like rain, okay? So the understanding of karma, law of causality, is very, very important, you know. So there's no one answer. So understanding of law of causality, emptiness, impermanent, four noble truth, true truth, all of them are necessary in order to make, you know, our life meaningful. So this is the second one, like how to think positive, you know, when things go wrong or fall apart, okay? You know? With the understanding of five forces or five powers, you know, with the good understanding of the five powers or five forces, so then with that understanding or with that knowledge, so no matter then what kind of appearance, whether they are like something good or something desirable or undesirable, you know, so not to let your disturb your mind, rather use that appearance to to increase bodhicitta, okay, increase bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. Use that these two types of appearances, not let it disturb your mind, rather use them as a method or to use that, you know, on your own favor to increase altruistic attitude, bodhicitta, okay, based on the knowledge of five powers.
No.
So in the Tonglen practice, I think the Tonglen practice that we already now learn how to do Tonglen practice, you can, you know, visualize your like exhale from your right nostrils out of, you know, loving kindness, all the goodness, you know, form of light goes out. Whomever you are visualizing, close one friend or lover or maybe all living beings, you know, visualizing, then all the goodness, you know, particularly merit, you know, merit, particularly merit or positive thought, or then if you have some experiential understanding of Lamrim, so then please visualize that when you exhale out of loving kindness, so then it's like from your right nostril it goes out, and then goes into left nostril of all the living beings that you're visualizing. So many they inhale that, so then just imagine, you know, they all been liberated from all their problems, okay? So what we think does matter. And you get immense benefit, you know, you get immense benefit. That's the way to develop mental happiness. So when your mind is happier, so then there will be a ripple of positive impact on your health and everything. So the mind is down, so then everything goes down. The mind is, you know, positive, so then there will be a lot of impact on your life. Okay. So then when you inhale from your left nostrils, so then all the problems, you know, difficulties. Not just, we are not talking about headache, all of that. We are talking about, particularly, talking about afflicted mind. So that, you know, so to liberate from that, from liberate them from the afflicted mind, you know, so that's the real, true liberation. So, oh yeah. So then, you know, doing Tonglen practice, if you chant, you know, it gives you some time to think about the meanings. That's why you chant. Okay, so then last Wednesday I explained in Tibetan, because we chant in Tibetan, so I explained the first line, already explained that first line, so you recite three times, make it equal, then you chant last line two times, then they will make, you know, events, okay, even. So now, I already explained that, so now I will explain the second line. No, then read, then go back to the teachings, okay? Ma means the mother, ma, same pretty much every word, every language, you know, it's called ma. Ma means mother, machur. Chur means has been. Has been mother and has been. So, this is important. In order to develop universal compassion, this concept is very, very important. Mature is not like you or all living beings. No, mature has been. Machur, Dore, Drowa, this migrator beings, migrator, Machur, Draw. That's the short word of Drowa. You know, if you put all the words, it's not going to be sentence, it's going to be loose sentence. So they just put short, you know, what you call like abbreviations. Machur, Draw means sentient beings, living beings. So we means Dore, like sentient beings. Beings, difficult, sentient beings, way means S, no S. I say, No, like if you say Gishi Gelek, then you put comma, then S, Gishi Gelek. Possessive?
Possessive.
Yeah, it's S, the way is possessive, you know. Machundo way, you know. Like living beings, sentient beings, all mother sentient beings, or Digdip, you know, all mother sentient beings, negative thoughts, Dig. Afflicted mind, Digdip, afflicted mind, you know. Or you can differentiate between dig and dip. Dig, say, prevents one to become liberated. Dip, probably prevent one to become enlightened. Or you can also divide the death. But it's not necessary. Just think about afflicted mind, disturbing thought. Dig dip. Dig dip is afflicted mind, okay? Afflicted mind, dig dip. Dik means digpa, that's the short word. Digpa, no, that's what dik. Dik, digpa. For sometimes they are called aspirations, oh. Digpa, oh. So then water. Not just water, hot water. Dig deep. Okay, dig deep. Afflicted mind. Okay, afflicted mind. Dungal. That's first noble truth. First noble truth. Dungal. So the way I see is like, you know, complications. You know, it's complications. So, dungal, the truth of sufferings. That's the first noble truth. That doesn't mean, you know, pain, it means, you know, is much, much bigger than pain. It's not just pain. When you say truth of suffering, it doesn't mean pain. It means, you know, complication, you know, everything, you know, complication, body, complicated, everything, you know, this is kind of complicated, you know. Digdip Dungal, in Sanskrit it's called Tuga, Dungal. Kun means all. Dungal, that's how you say in truth of suffering, Dungal Demba. Truth of suffering, that's because Dungan Demba. Dungan means, you know, suffering. Tuka, in Sanskrit. Kun means all. Majudhvi, this is Dungan Kun. So, first one, Tina Jero Lama Tujeje, you are thinking about your lamas, space before you, or some holy object. Majudhvi, this is Dungan Kun. Second line, you are thinking about the problems. If you are visualizing yourself, then you are thinking about the problem yourself. If the object of Tonglen practice, if you choose yourself as object, then there's problem of your own problems, you know, on afflicted mind problems, you know, one's own afflicted mind problems. If you are visualizing your children, then there is no afflicted mind, their problems. Because the first one is probably pain, second one is, you know, like it change. One day is like feel like something good, second day is no, not good, no change, you know. Then third one, the basically pervasive, you know, that's like refers to the body or complications. Because of this body, there will be complications, all like that. So doing Tonglen practice, sincerely, genuinely doing Tonglen practice, there are many, many cases. Rinpoche said many times at the retreat, people have been healed. During Tonglen practice, genuinely, sincerely. Majudhvi did it, Dungan Kun, okay, out of compassion, not out of fear, out of anxiety, out of stress, out of obligations, purely out of compassion, thinking about, you know, the defilement, afflicted mind, the problems of one's own self. That's how we should think. Not out of fear, out of anxiety, out of stress. According to Tonglen practice, that's how you think. Out of compassion. See, out of compassion, then you think about the afflicted mind. not out of stress, you know, like negative mind, huh? Out of purely out of compassion, then you think about physical problem, mental problems. Mental problem here refers to afflicted mind, klesha. So then purely out of compassion, so that's how the tonal therapy has been done. So then you take. So then maybe next week I will explain one line at a time, because if I explain all the lines at the same time, you may not remember. That's why I explained last Wednesday one line, today just one line. Ma, mother, human has been, do, migrator or sentient beings, where it is possessive, deep, afflicted mind, dungao, that's the first noble truth, not just one, kun means all, not just one, all. So now back to the text. So where we stop? Alhamdulillah.
We were on 99, and you were going to review the 7-point mind training, he said. He said point number 7 had 16 parts. Or
review the 7-point mind?
Yes, 7-point mind training text. But the next, so we did LC 99.
Oh, yeah. Now, out of 7 points, the last Wednesday, I touched on the point number 6, right? Point number six. What's called point number six? Someone, you remember? Point number six. 7 points. Out of 7 points, point number six.
Point number six is the presentation of the commitments of mind training.
Oh, the presentation of the commitment, or called pledge. Actually called tamzik. Tamzik means pledge, you know, lojung tamzik. There's a lot slightly different between vow and pledge. No, or samaya. Samaya, there's pledge. Samaya. There's slightly different between vow and samaya. Oh? Samaya is like similar, but it's not vow. You know. When you think of a vow, there's Buddhist vow, Tantra vow, Pratimoksha vows, no. So samaya is, no, some of the samaya is none of them, so that's why there's slightly different between vow, domba, means vow, tamzik, samaya, you know, there's slightly different, so. Tamzik say, okay, Lama say, okay, now you received initiation, now from now on recite 21 mantras. That is samaya. Okay, that's pledge, they're given by Lamas. There's not vow, but it's pledge. So this is like the presentation of the pledge or commitment or commitment. What's the difference between vow and commitment? But there's not
a vow is a type of commitment.
Commitment. Vow is like type of commitment. So anyway, but you could say pledge like commitment, you could say commitment, I think that's okay. Anyway, it's called samaya, it's called tamzik. So presentation, point number six is the presentation of commitment, okay. So I, so I did probably, Gawa, Magawa, Lojong, the 7-point mind training is dedicated. This 7-point mind training practice is dedicated to benefit living beings. So that's the main things. The 7-point mind training is dedicated to benefit living beings directly, indirectly. You get immense benefit. That's why you do that practice. It's not like, oh, I don't get any benefit, or I don't get benefit. It's not like that, you know. If you sometimes you think like that, that's wrong thinking. Cherishing others means cherishing oneself. You know, that's the skillful way to do. So the 7-point mind training teaching or practice is dedicated to serve other living beings. Therefore, Lojong Kenlang the Maga was. So make sure, you know, that you are like day to day like behavior doesn't goes against that. You know, helping other living beings. That's what it means. So that's like here it listed like 18 pledge. It lists 18 pledge. And the second one is like, you see the second one?
Transform your attitudes but remain as you are.
Transform your attitudes but remain as you are.
That's the second one?
Well, they do it a couple of different ways. The first one is the 3 points. Train constantly in the 3 points. Your mind training should not become offensive.
What about this? Out of like 18 plates, you are reading to be like 18 plates?
Yeah.
What is this?
These are just different translations. This one, the second one is change your attitude while remaining natural.
So that's good. So that's a good one.
Okay. Change your attitude while remaining natural.
Change your attitude. Then.
While remaining natural.
Then the third one.
Speak not of the shortcomings of others.
The order is all mixed up there or maybe here.
Lama Yeshe with the archive, the numbering is different.
Yeah, what's the first one?
The first one is don't go against the mind training.
Oh, that's a good one. That's exactly like this. Then the second one?
Don't be reckless in your practice. And don't be partial.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. So that means that. Match with this one. That match with this one.
Yeah, can you repeat that? That's Pabanko Rinpoche. It's a Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive.
Second one. Can you, Robbie? Can you repeat the second one?
Second one is don't be reckless in your practice. Third is don't be partial. Always train in the three general points.
Because you understand the second one. Don't be reckless. You know, the practice needs to be like from a stream, you know, it needs to be, it's not like, 3 days, you know, then you become Buddha, then after that, Shasum Sanje, in the monastery that happened, you know, the neighbors wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, so then it only happened 3 days, then we just nickname called Tejay Buddha. 3 days you do so much, then after that, you don't do anything, you know. So make sure that, you know, like, ongoing, you know. Make sure that the well that never get dried every day. Make sure put some drop there, you know. Even just drop. So what would you say? Do something every day, rather than you know drink so much. Then you know drink after a couple of weeks drink nothing. It's not like that. Every day drink something. Then the well is never going to dry up. You know, there's always something's going in. Rather than you know 1 day pour something, then maybe a week or month, you know. Doesn't do anything. That's not good. You know, stream or then third one, Chore Manwa.
Don't be partial. Always train in the three general points.
Chore Manwa. So the partial is So practicing, you know, with somebody practicing 7 point, but you know, oh, this, you know, I'm not going to be compassionate, you know, like that, you know. Don't pick. This is for all living beings. No, don't pick, you know. Can't just pick, you know, like that. Shura Manoja. Sambe Sheja Vajri Lunga Vichyol. So then the fourth one.
Transform your attitude, but maintain your natural behavior.
Sambe Sheja Vajri Lunga Vichyol Vajri Chudu Nanda Tumba Chava. So this is important. Mentally, that you are thinking about the well-being of other beings, but you don't have to say. No, you don't have to say, you know, like, oh, I'm thinking about your happiness. You don't have to say, but, you know, that's all done in the mind. Somebody says, you know, Lunga Gichyoba Trochi No Tumba Chavas. And he says, Lunga Gichyoba Trochi No Tumba Chavas. If your realization is high as like divine being, but you act as a human being, because you are human being. You act as a human being, you know. Sometimes, you know, like, there's some other text, you know. Shela Chunji Michas, the number 5.
Don't speak of others in incomplete qualities.
Shela Chunji Michas. So then, Derek, you know, why people criticize me? You know, you wonder why they criticize me, why they criticize her, you know, why they criticize me. Everything, according to Buddhism, has causes, conditions, you know. If you don't like to be criticized, should not criticize others. But every action has reactions. So action of criticizing others, you know, so then there's a direct result of, you know, you've been criticized. And you've been criticized, there's another type of result. There's no, that you experience, you know, criticisms, because you criticize somebody. So there's, you know, a little bit better. Another result is like, then you will criticize continuously others. So there's, you know, result like cause, that's not good, that's very unfortunate one. So therefore, that's a result, Jimmy Jesse. Number 6, Robbie.
Don't concern yourself with others' business.
Even though you see some faults of other people, you know, don't do business with that fault. No, so I say, since you don't tell me, even though you see some faults of other beings, but you should not, you know, like engage, or maybe project, or maybe add on something. No, that's not good. That's what it means, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't interfere. How you say?
Yeah. Don't concern yourself with others' business.
The other business here is like fault. Other business. So not like the other somebody selling ice cream, not that kind of business. Not ice cream business. Number 7.
Train to counter whichever disturbing emotion is greatest.
Even though we have many, but which one is more stronger, so we deal with that first. According to 7 point mantra, they say, Nimo Kanje Ngola Jones. Number 8.
Give up every hope of reward.
You hear like, you know, like that, I'm not here, like in like Tibet or something, it happens. Or from the town, I'm going to on the mountain, probably meditate. And while you are there, you're thinking, what people in the town, what they are thinking about me. So because I'm meditating here, now it's been like a month. So maybe are they talking something nice about me? Is there anybody bringing some offering? No, like that kind of, you know, mindset. Then they're not good. No? So give up all the hope. Lord Joseph, Nyegur means all the offerings. Nyenda means fame. Oh, now all the people, they are going to think, oh, I'm something very, you know, like amazing, because I'm living in the mountain, middle of nowhere, doing all this practice like that. So then you are not really meditating. You are meditating on fame, and you are meditating on offering, not really meditating on 7.0. Then number nine.
Avoid poisonous food.
Gejola tsinzi da chinzi ji tuk da madewa chawas, madewa ji gejola sa tsinzi. Gejola, when we do practice, no, tsinzi means that basically tsinzi refers to self-grasping mind, not just mainly self-grasping mind, thinking self as something solid, inherent, absolute. To tsinzi, that's the self-cherishing mind. No? So these are considered as the poisons. So virtuous activities, practice, such, these are considered as food. So you should not eat that food or use that food with these poisons. Yeah? Self-grasping mind, self-cherishing mind, or consideration. No, I'm doing this for liberation. I'm doing this just me to be happy, just me to have better health. Not like that, you know. It's much, much bigger than me. Number 10.
Don't maintain misplaced loyalty.
Huh? Can you repeat?
Don't maintain misplaced loyalty.
If somebody harms you, cringing means that, like, as a subtle anger, then you say, okay, now you harm me now, and I will wait for opportunities. You know, right now, there are so many people, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you something, but I will wait for the opportunities. When the opportunity arises, I will harm you back, called cringing. There's like, you know, subtle anger.
This is like one tantric vow to... This is like one tantric vow to not keep poisonous friends or friends who are actively against the Dharma, actively trying to separate you from the Dharma practice. And I have a question on that, because my family, whom I love very much, mm-hmm. is really strongly against the Dharma practice.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I see them,
mm-hmm.
they say terribly obscene things and stuff about my Dharma practice, and mm-hmm. don't say anything about this or don't say anything about that. And I know other people also have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
These are people we love. They're people we have responsibility towards.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great debt of kindness to repay. But they can destroy my Dharma practice faster than anybody I know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should stay apart from them or engage more closely with them and practice Sokchen or what. I am so confused about that. Could you clarify on that point?
So actually, this number 10 is a little bit different than what you said in the Tantric vows. But, you know, like avoiding object. So sometimes it doesn't make sense to stay there, try to explain. It's not going to help. You know, so better to create space, you know. So no need to say, it's not easy, no. Like that's very, very unfortunate that people should not talk. What is most important is loving kindness, compassion. You know, like these are important. Everyone should talk about that. You know, importance of that, rather than talking about Buddhism, Christianity, Islam. This is not so. So better not to engage. Try to avoid. You know. One of my distant relatives, she become Christian. It's very unusual in Tibetan communities, you know, Christian. My mother was very, very, very angry, very, very angry, saying all kinds of things. Then I told my mom, don't say, you know, everybody has a right to choose what they want to believe. So don't say anything, no, so don't say anything. And she said, oh, not just that, you know, when she became Christian, she burned all the Buddha's image that she has in her house. Even though she burned Buddha's image, you know, there's no one hurt Buddha. It's all enlightened, doesn't matter. So you don't criticize someone, somebody burned Buddha's image. Then you are going against the Buddha's advice. Buddha's advice is not to, you know, criticize other people, you know, to include everybody. So then I say, I don't blame you because you don't understand Dharma. So, you know, so I'm here explaining you, even though somebody burned Buddha's image, the Buddha is not going to be hurt, you know. That's our, just our perceptions. So, anyway, it's not, no, not that, no, especially my parents' generations, you know, they have very strong mindset. It's not easy to change. But slowly, slowly, I calm her down. So, and she came to visit me. So then she brought a number of books that in Tibetan. It's about Christianity. Then she informed my mother. She said, my mother said, don't see her. Don't see her. Don't, if she comes, tell her you have no time. Don't see her. No, she's not, she's like, she's now non-Buddhist. That's our relatives. No, she, anyway, she came and she gave me some money. I said, I don't need money, so you keep your money. And she gave me some books. I said, no, I'll take, no? I'll take the books. And she insisted the money, this money. She said, oh, this is the gift of God. You take. I said, okay. Okay. Yeah. My mom was really, really upset. Sitting there. I don't know. But you know, like, that's like, that's what she does, you know, what you do. That's not, so you don't like, anyway, these are very unfortunate things. People should not talk, you know. They talk about something important, of compassion, loving kindness. Well, these are important things to talk, you know. When you get to, why you talk about religion? No, there's not many people. Oh.
I've met a number of Christians. I've met a bunch of
Christians who are actually, I'm almost kind of jealous that they're not Buddhists because they're so darn good.
Huh?
Because they're so good. Christians who are so good.
They're
patient, they're tolerant, they're everything we should be.
I'm a Christian. I never un-Christian just because I practice Buddhism. I would never give up Jesus. But
this is your question? Is your question? What is the question or what?
It was just a statement.
Okay, okay, oh yeah. So now, let's go. Oh yeah, neutral cleansing, majority, isn't it? So then, Robbie.
Number 11, don't make sarcastic remarks.
Pardon? What does that mean?
Well, Trump is such a loving guy.
What is, can you say that again one more time?
Don't make sarcastic remarks.
Sarcastic remarks. Anyway, if somebody criticizes you, shawa means, you know, criticize. Lendu shawa su michas means, then you don't criticize that. Because you are practicing 7-point mind training. You know? Not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you do that, there's a lot of benefit. There's a lot of benefit. Shawallah, learn to shower some mishas. Make sense? Okay. If somebody criticizes you, then is it worth it to sacrifice your peace of mind? If somebody says something, somebody give you some look. Is it worth it to sacrifice your peace of mind? Yesterday, I'm doing my prayer in my house, downstairs. You know, I just been going around and around. At the same time, looking out the windows. So, the one squirrel, has my piece of fruit, persimmon fruit. I'm with my mala, I'm just doing prayers. You know what I'm saying? The intention is to well-being all sentient beings. That's the intention, because, you know, may all sentient beings that have quite a course of happiness say that before you depart. You know, take reference to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, all of that is done, all the preliminary. So, under see, the square was one big presuming fruit. So I'm only worried about, you know, all the fruit on the trees. I thought, like, say, okay, first thought is not something, it's not compassion. First thought, there's no compassion, no? So, you know, so it's just piece of fruit. It's not just only fruit. There are many fruit on the trees, but that's just one of them. So then when you see that, where's Dharma? There's no Dharma. Where's Bodhicitta? There's no Bodhicitta. So, but you know, I didn't chase that scroll away. I didn't chase. I didn't open the drawer and chase it. I didn't do that. I didn't chase the scroll. I just looked. Not with eyes of compassion, loving kindness, not with tongue and face. I just looked. Not thinking really good, but you know, just look at. Then I changed my mind. I said, okay. So I'm not going to, you know, sacrifice my peace of mind for that. So I just changed my mind slowly. You know, then shower and shower. Then nearly me showers, nearly me showers. Then the number 12?
Number 12, don't lie in ambush.
Nearly me showers, nearly me showers. Nothing to explain. Shinji Lusilla, nearly me showers. Then number 13?
Don't strike at the vital point.
Don't harm the other people's physical body and mind, you know, that's what it means. Don't harm their body and mind. Don't do something that becomes harmful for other people's body and their mind. Don't do that one. So number 14.
Don't burden an ox with the load of a zoe.
Ah. So like, you know, like, it's your fault, but you know, you say, oh, that's not my fault, it's like Dronas' fault. Basically, it's your fault. Then how you say, blaming someone else, no? It's like, so don't put in your something negative on some other people's, no? Make sense? Number 15.
Don't abuse the practice.
Giving up the actions and the mindset. They say, okay, like, if something that belongs to Kadamba Center, if something that belongs to Kadamba Center, then you use that as your personal reason, personal gain. Or, longju means possessions, wealth. That wealth belongs to hundred of people, not just one people. Like, say, Kadamba Center, no, like monastery, there's something that belongs to the monastery that you use for your personal purpose. Try to control the monastery possession. You try to control, but you don't have control there. Who has all the monks owns that. It's not your possessions. It's like possession of the monks, but you control that, and you try to, you know, like use for your own like purpose. So, make sense? Huh?
Sort of.
I am going to control. Not for the good for the people, but for my own benefit. And if you control the Kadamba Center possession, welfare of the people, the member, there's nothing wrong. But you are trying to control it for your own benefit. Make sense? Monastery, we have donations, we have money. So every 3 years, there are new monks are elected to run the monastery. you use some of the money for your own benefit. So that's what it means. You know, even just thought, you should give up. Even just thought, then actions to do those things. You know, don't make sense?
It's called embezzlement.
Robbie, that makes sense now?
Yeah.
Chi long ju rang ji ong ja chi be sam ju pong. Sam ju, sam bom is the mindset, even the thought. Should not have even the thought, you know, to, I'm going to, you know, use that like that. And then, number 16?
Number 16, don't sprint to win the race.
This is like you know, kind of like form of spirit. You know, so whenever we feel kind of afraid of something, the first thing what we do, we generate fear, right? So, if you like say, we never think about, oh, these are poor, you know, beings, you know, they're stuck there, you know, so I really want them to be liberated, you know, free to take rebirth, or just, you know, like things, like that, praying for them, and like doing online prayers, something like that. But that's not what we do. We try to, you know, eliminate them, thinking how to eliminate them, all of that.
Don't turn gods into devils.
Don't be arrogant while you're practicing 7-point mind training, or don't think like, oh, I'm the special one, no, I'm the only one who knows how to do 7-point mind training. I'm the only one who can recite by heart 7-point mind training. None of it. Don't be pride or arrogant, you know. The last one,
Number 18, don't seek others' misery as a means to happiness.
So that's good. So that's second one, I'm not sure something went wrong there. So. Well, wrong thing is tough, so you know, she do but the singing for what is wrong thing is tough, so she, unfortunately, some people, they enjoy, you know, when you see someone suffering, then you can enjoy, you know, you make them suffer, then when they suffer, then you can enjoy. That's something like that, you know. So when you practice 7-point mind training teachings, wrong thing is a shit do not do it. So your own happiness, you should not enjoy your happiness based on someone's suffering, making someone suffering. So that completes the 18th pledge of the mind training teachings. 18th pledge. Now the point number seven.
The precepts of mind training.
Advice.
Presentation of the precepts of mind training. Presentation of the precepts of mind training.
Advice. Probably labja means advice. So, sorry, there's another 22 numbers. 22nd, there's 22 numbers. So this is now all the sake for knowledge, or sake of
the sake of knowledge.
For the sake of knowledge. At the moment it's for the sake of knowledge. Okay, for the sake of knowledge. Oh. No jungi. No jungi. Sage, nanjoso, nanjo tamje, sage, sim, sage, sage, pesim, konis, chama, lapa, so. So, sage, nanjoso, no. Sage, nanjo means eating yoga. Sage, nanjo means eating yoga. Oh, eating yoga. Easiest one is like seeing food as a medicine. No, seeing food as a medicine. That's also, you know, kind of eating yoga, but not like according to like Vajrayana teaching, but you know, while you're eating yoga, nanjo, yoga means practice, eating practice. I mean, you know, this is like, you know, then thinking about the people who provide you food, and you're thinking, oh, may they able to enjoy the food of concentrations, you know, not just, you know, gross means something we can touch, you know. So right now somebody's offering me touchable food. And due to the merit of that, you know, making offering to me, so may they able to enjoy the food of concentrations. Thing is, you see, you know, this is a question. So, that means that you are praying for them to achieve highest level of concentrations. So then, you don't need to rely on gross food, because there's so much joy generated by these concentrations. You don't need, you have another source to get energy. You don't need to, food is the only source that you get energy. You get energy somewhere else. So there's sage and nanjo, no sage and nanjo. The food offering, there's no, when we make food offering, there's a kazemenda dawa ribas. See the food as a medicine, not just, you know, and going to use that, you know, not out of anger, attachment, simply to make this body healthy. So then I can create more merit. I can help, and I can at least mentally dedicate all my merit to other living beings. So not simply for my health, not to become stronger or look good, no, simply to, you know, to make this body healthy. Therefore, I look at food as a medicine, not as something that, you know, like, then I use that, you know, without anger and attachments, and see it as a medicine, and people who are providing me the food, so I pray for them to be able to enjoy the food of concentrations, food of thought, food of, kamse, there's no, kamse means there's food that we eat, called kamse, this is all the vegetable. Sembese means the food of thought. Just to knowing that you have some food, you don't have, you can live with that thought quite a long time. You don't have to eat, just having a thought that you have food there, you know, you don't need to eat. That's called food of thought, or sembese. The thing is, the last one, the food of concentration, that means, so then you're praying for people who are providing you food, you're praying for them to able to enjoy the best food, the concentration of food. No, then you look at the food as a medicine, then you being mindful, then at the same time you're praying for, you know, people who provide food. Okay, that's a part of the food offering. It is like also eating yoga too. Sage Nanjo. Sage Nanjo Tamje. All the yoga, not just eating yoga, sleeping yoga, dream yoga, and all the practice. Yoga means all the practice, not just eating. You know, we discussed yesterday when you open the door and thinking something, oh, I'm going to open the door for the liberations. I'm leading people into the liberations, you know. Oh. So like every activities, you know, you can think something positive. Taking showers, cleaning all the defilements, you know, not just clean the body, cleaning all the defilements, negative mind, things like that. Not just your negative mind, all living beings, you know, like that. Need to educate ourselves to do everything with the intentions to benefit other sentient beings. Eating, drinking, cleaning, showering, everything that you know, we do all day long, we do things, you know. Cleaning our body, cleaning the rooms, you know, eating, all of that with, you know, the beneficial mind, you know, in this Pindasambha, beneficial mind to other sentient beings, okay? Oh yeah, so now, not looking at the time, is now so I'm close, hiding here, so I'm looking here, close here, so the time is already passed. So next Wednesday, oh. Out of 22 advice, first one finished. Now we have 21 para left. Next Wednesday, 21 para. Bhagya Chinya Sabhengya Wadi Dandam Dhamma Gula Kambada Chabar Jato Lo Zato Lai Tembe Nimbo Vendo Swashi.
In the Gold Player book, turn to page, I think it's 236 and 235 and 236. So we'll chant stanzas 1 through 4. 235. Make panam ke guchi, ke wanyam pa me paya, gone gondu per washo, champer power chita ken bada, kudu zambo de yande jinte, eda kungi jesu da loche, ke wadida tanche raptuno. Tusun shepe ke wa tante ki yo wa kala chodu na wa te da she ke we sa wa di kunga zampo chu chu rak tu ngo wa gi. And to page 244 and 245. Kandi ra we ko we shin kam di tendan de wa ma lu shun we ne chen re jing wan ten zing ya so yi Shabbat Shinde Bhadu Senjushi. Page 45. Shonu Yen Alam Washodu Awatare Senvara Sopa Rosan Yewe Deton Le Pelsho Shashu Gengyu Lama Sowade. 244. Tupsu Chan Jinjang Gren Gewe Taretu taretu re so ha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Good night. Good night.